You're listening to Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. The impeachment trial against President Donald Trump will begin today in the Senate. KUAR's Michael Hiblin spoke with Republican Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, one of the 100 members who will decide the case.
First off, how do you feel as this begins, given everything that's happened leading up to this in the House and now coming to the Senate?
Well, it's really a solemn time. Last week, the Chief Justice was sworn in front of the Senate, and then he in turn gave us the oath of office. And as you looked around and saw my colleagues in the Senate, everyone, I think, realized the gravity of the moment. Impeachment is such an important thing, and I think everybody is really taking that to heart.
There has been the expectation from many that this trial will end strictly along party lines. Critics have suggested if that's the case, then what's being presented during the trial won't really matter. Can you be an impartial juror?
No, I think the reason that they feel that way is that you have a situation in the House where I think that many people felt like it was an unfair process as a result. And two, the two articles perhaps being of concern, but not rising to the level of impeachment, you had a situation where not a single Republican voted in favor of impeachment. 20-some out of those were retiring, so it didn't have anything to do with the reelection or those kind of things. And you actually had some Democrats join them. So based on the evidence that has been presented thus far, I think that's why people feel like that it's going to be very difficult to get two-thirds vote of the Senate in order to convict the president.
And in terms of the process, will you support witnesses being called?
Well, what we've agreed to, and we agreed to this unanimously at this point, is to go ahead and start the trial, just like in the Clinton trial, and the president will present his case. The House impeachment managers will go ahead and present theirs. Each senator is allowed to ask questions, so there'll be numerous questions, you can only imagine. And at the end of that, then we'll have a vote as to whether or not we feel like, as a group, that we need additional information. But I would not be surprised if witnesses are called. If they are, then I feel strongly that House impeachment team has the right to make their case, but also the president's team has the right to make their case. So then I think you get into a situation where perhaps all kinds of witnesses will be called.
And you mentioned this will follow a similar format to what we had 2 decades ago during President Clinton's impeachment trial.
Yes.
Obviously, you weren't in the Senate then, but
no.
Shortly afterward would come to the House. But any reflections from that experience that you're thinking about now as this begins?
Well, I think that the situation was such that at the end of the day, I think that the public felt like the charges didn't rise to the level of impeachment. I think that Republicans paid the price for that, that the public viewed that as trying to get even with the president. I think you really run into a difficult situation where you don't like the president so much. You can't base that on essentially invalidating the election that put him in office in the first place. And so people don't like that. What happens with impeachment is essentially you've got the legislature choosing the president. And so these are really important things. My concern is, and I think this is real concern on both sides in the Senate, is what we don't want is, and we'll see how the trial plays out and all those things. But what we don't want to do is weaponize this where every time you have a different party in power from the president in the House, that the method of removal is impeachment.
That's Arkansas's senior U.S. Senator John Bozeman talking with KUAR. We will air the proceedings live.